inside the Legends Club, Blaine's Farm and Fleet present Packers Live! This week's Packers special guest, Casey Hayward! Ladies and gentlemen, The Rock himself, Larry McCarron!
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live, a 30-minute celebration of Packer football. And tonight, we are celebrating their seventh straight trip to the playoffs. And in a late-breaking development, this is also the Christmas season. And we're going to celebrate that with a special Packers Christmas Carol. How's that? Our carolers are known as the Mike McCarthy Minstrels. And let's meet them. Your name?
Jeannie.
David.
Brianna.
Andy.
Minstrels, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. A one, a two, a one, two, three.
Christmas is coming, the Cardinals are next. The pack will be primed to play its absolute best.
Christmas is coming, Arizona's 12-2. The Packers want their seed, and that's what they'll do.
Christmas is coming, our favorite time of year. It's when we knock the other guy right on his rear.
Christmas is coming, but our song is about through. If you sang along at home, then God bless you.
There we go. A nice smile. Huh? The Mike McCarthy Minstrels. Very well done, Minstrels. And let's say hello to our band, Third Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest can cover. Tonight's guest can tackle. I am so happy he is a Green Bay Packer. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Casey Hayward. Casey, I think everybody's happy to see you.
Hello, hello, hello.
How you doing?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. That game, you guys on the defensive side of the ball got it off to a terrific start, Casey, with a pair of interceptions. Micah Hyde got you in position to score a touchdown.
Yeah, that's what we talk about every week, get some turnovers, stop them from scoring. Our goal is to hold them under 18 in the game. You know, we was just shy of that. But we got our turnovers, had two, and we scored on defense.
Casey, yes. Let's take a look at what happened to you personally during that interception, because it looks like you were covering the same route on the other side, probably covered it a little better so they didn't go that way. And then if Micah follows you down the sideline,
I think he scores. But, you know, he thought he seen the lineman, so he cut it up. I won't say anything about his return skills. he has three punt returns for a touchdown, so you can't really say what he sees. He's seen it, and he made a cut. We got to the two-yard line. Unfortunately, we got a penalty for celebrating too much. We got a penalty.
Like, we're going to look at that. What was the deal? What was the deal? Was that planned? Tell me. Give us the inside scoop.
No, that was all in the moment. I pushed him down. I pushed him down twice. I'm like, get back down. Celebrate. And then Ha-Ha picked his legs up. And we just started carrying him.
And they thought that was rehearsed?
I guess so. It was a lot of celebration. I was happy. I didn't care.
Yeah. Well, I suppose you are just as happy a little later in the first quarter when Demarius Randall gets the pick, and he was smart enough to follow you down the sideline. You get a little shot there, get him into the end zone, and 14-0. 14-0, Casey, before anybody breaks a sweat.
Yeah, that was quick. 14, not the quick, but I think overall on defense we played pretty well. And as a team, I think it's all about winning, and that's what we did.
That game gets closer, though, after that start. Gets closer, and in the second half, James Jones scores a touchdown. And it's just a 24-20 game. And, wow, did he provide a spark, didn't he?
Oh, of course. He's back home. He went to Oakland right after Green Bay, so it was kind of kicking his face to them. He wanted to show them, and we was glad to have him back. He's doing great things for us, and that was a big play for us.
Casey, after his touchdown, it was 24-20 in your favor with about 5:46 left in the third quarter. From that point forward, the Raiders had five offensive possessions, and you know what they netted? 76 yards and no points. I mean, that is taking the bull by the horns at crunch time. And we're going to see. You had a lot to do with that, your coverage and so forth.
Yeah. I think I played pretty well overall. I graded out well this game, so it was no complaints on my end. It was a good defensive game. Anytime you can score on defense, get a couple turnovers, win the turnover battle, your percentage of winning the game is high.
KC, something else that's going on with you guys is I've always thought from the outside looking in that good coverage equals good rush, and good rush equals good coverage. It kind of goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
Oh, of course. If we get some good coverage, having the quarterback hold the ball a little longer, you know, we give our edge rushers some time to get to the ball. And when those guys get pressures on the ball fast, the ball comes out, but it doesn't come out in the right area. And that's how we get all balls, tips and overthrows and bad balls. That's how we get our interception. And, you know, getting sacks like this early, holding penalties, it helps us in the back end.
Casey, you mentioned your individual performance earlier, and I went through the tape play by play. I don't think you gave up a single completion. Your guy caught zero passes. Is that accurate? That's accurate, isn't it?
That's pretty accurate.
I mean, for a guy that makes his living covering folks, that's about as good as it gets, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I like that goose egg up there. Some games be like that, sometimes it don't. Some games I had, it was been the opposite. It's been some games where it's been up and down, but overall, this game, it was pretty up for me.
Okay, another part of your game, and you are not bashful about this, is tackling. And I wanted to ask you about a particular play. The Raiders have a tight end named Clive Wolford, but he is about 250 pounds. And what do you weigh?
I'm about 193-ish.
Okay. So you're giving away about 57 pounds. And look at this, folks. Just knocks him down in the open field there.
That's a lot of gang tackling. I just try to slow him
you
down.
You were the first nose on the ball, if my eyes
man,
are.
Man, I'm always there first. I got to get him. I hope we got a rally in gang tackle, especially big guys like that. You can get them down good, but it's all about gang tackling, everybody running to the ball.
Well, Casey, we're going to see more of this type of action because it is time to go in the huddle.
In the huddle.
All right, in the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect the play with the player who made it. Casey, are you ready?
I'm ready.
We're going back to the Minnesota Viking game, all right? And here is Casey right here. And if we could snap the ball, you'll see the Vikings dropping back to pass. A little fake to Adrian Peterson. And then Teddy Bridgewater flicks it out to him with a little swing pass. And if we could stop it right there. Okay, here's Adrian Peterson, reportedly a superhumanoid. Okay? And here is our friend Casey.
193-ish.
And we're talking, folks, 1v1. in the open field. Now, if we could change this angle. Okay, to reorientate ourselves, here's Casey, and here's the super humanoid. Casey, what is going through your head?
It's a lot going through my head. I say, oh, that's AP, first off. It's a lot of space. I seen on film where he just lowers his head and take on the defender and run him over. So that's in my mind right away. I'm like, can't let that happen to me. Be on ESPN, no. Not top ESPN. So my job is just to slow him down and use the sideline to my advantage. I know where my help is, and my help is out there with Sam outside of me. So I know they're rallying to the ball.
Okay, let's watch Adrian Peterson try to elude Casey. Okay, one move. Look at that. Perfect position right there, Casey. Then back another way, another shake. And look at, is that fundamentally sound or what? And then, Casey, back the other way. He can't get anything on you. Back the other way. And now you're in perfect position. And watch this. He just slams him. Okay, if we could roll it back to right before Casey tackles him. Casey, that might be the best ever that you just brought down one-on-one in the open field. That had to feel terrific.
Oh, it felt good. I think we had lost two or three in a row going into this game. Everybody was so high on
it. We forgot about that.
I know, but I didn't at the time. everybody was so high on Minnesota. We knew we had to go in there and play angry. And this game, I think as a defense, as a team, we came out and played angry. And that's the style of play that we needed to play with.
I guess it was angry. Take that, Adrian Peterson. Well done, Casey. All right. Coming up this week's edition of Earn Your Autograph, starring Stacy.
Orlando Blue. Christmas without you. Blue, blue, blue Christmas.
Blue Christmas by Third and Short. Elvis never did it better. We are back. It's time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Stacy.
Yep.
Stacy, do you consider yourself athletic?
Very much so.
Well, that's a good thing.
Because if you can learn
the football skill Casey's about to coach you up on, you will earn his autograph on that ball right there. How's that?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, wonderful. Casey, what are we going to learn?
It's a little back pedal action. Open your hips. Flip your hips a couple times. You have to be really athletic to do this, and then you have to run at me a little bit. Not too much, just a short area, and catch the ball. The main goal is the ball.
Okay.
All right, well, let's start.
I'll demonstrate. So first off, Joe Witt does this. We start at a certain point, takes me back, I open my hips. And I open my hips the other way, and then I break back and throw the ball. He throws the ball to me, I intercept the ball.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Stacy, you got it down?
I got it.
Okay, get up there and...
You got to come close. You got to come close.
Right. Casey is the coach,
okay. And
you are the player.
Okay. Flip. Come.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. she fumbled. It was a fumble.
I'm going to challenge that call. We're sending up to replay. I thought she had possession.
It was a fumble.
I thought she had possession.
Yeah, she did, but then she fumbled.
Okay.
But she called it. It's an interception.
Oh, okay. Well, good. It was a fumble after the interception.
Yeah, after the interception.
Now I get it. You have earned Casey's autograph. Here you go. And while Stacy is getting Casey's autograph, we got to take a break. When we come back, more of the Mike McCarthy Minstrel Show. No, just kidding. More of Casey Hayward. Sing with us. Welcome back, Casey Hayward, our guest. And Casey, something I've noticed throughout this season is you wreak havoc on the opposition's attempts at screen passes. I mean, you always got your nose right in the middle of the thing.
I would say that. I would say that. You got to be very instinctive. Watch film. I kind of know when some screens coming, so I'm able to play the screens pretty fast, be disruptive.
KC, generally speaking, a lot of the time anyway, you're playing in that slot position, and it's a position where you can blitz from time to time. Mm-hmm. Do you like that part of the business? You like the blitzing?
I'm okay with it.
Why just okay? I mean, you make plays doing it.
Yeah, you can make a lot of plays doing it, but you can also get hit. You can also get hit by the big lineman if they see you coming. Most of the time I get caught coming. You know, I get caught by the lineman. They normally point me out. I'm like, man, it's going to be a long play.
Casey, something else I've noticed about your game is that from time to time you'll disguise things. You'll act like you're doing something, and that's really not what you're doing, don't you?
Oh, yeah. You got to, because if you keep the same tendencies and things like that, they pick up on it. They know what you're doing. I try to help the defense out that way because most of the time they look at me to see what coverage we're in, and I just try to disguise it.
All right. Coming up, we'll have questions for Casey from our lively audience here at the Legends Club. Hi, across the beautiful Lambeau Field, Adrian. Stay with us. Casey Hayward, our very special guest, and we have some very special questions for him. Your name?
Sophia.
And Sophia, what's your question?
Who most inspired you when you were growing up?
Probably my parents in general. I probably go with my mom the most. I know how hard she worked growing up when I was small. Just like around these Christmas times. You know how hard it was to get Christmas gifts and things like that, but she worked extremely hard to have me in this position to be where I am today.
That's wonderful. And your name?
Brianna.
Brianna, what's your question?
What is the best Christmas gift you've ever gotten?
You put me on the spot.
Being on Packers Live?
Oh, she put me on the spot. It's probably these Jordans that I got when I was around then. My parents got me these Jordans. I'm a big shoe head, so I have a whole bunch of shoes. When I was growing up, I had these specific Jordans. These Jordan 12s, it was black and red. And I still have them to this day. But not those. I just got when they came out again a couple years ago.
All right. Next up we have?
Ted.
And what's your question?
Who do you want to play in this year's Super Bowl?
Oh, that's a good question. It doesn't matter. I hope we get there. I think we have a chance. We're in the playoffs. That's the most important thing, is being in the playoffs. And we'll take it a game by game. And who's ever over there, we'll be excited to play. And if we're there, we'll be excited to play.
All right, that's all we have time for. Frank, what was your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
My favorite questioner was Sophia. She gets this Packer official bank to keep your Packer official money.
Congratulations, Sophia. Hey, there we go. Coming up, we'll talk about the Arizona Cardinals if we have time. Tune in to find out.
Tune it up.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Third Short. As per usual, we are out of time, but Casey, how about a quick prediction on the Arizona game?
Hopefully we win. I think it'll be a good game. They have a good team. Hopefully we can come out and dominate on all phases, special team, offense, and defense. And if we do that, we'll win this game.
Casey, go get them. Thank you for being here. Thank you for watching. Merry Christmas to one and all. Thank you.